river Amazon. This is the world's second largest river, which is 3,980 miles. Okay. It contributes 1/5 of all water poured into the world's ocean by the river. 40% of the continent in the form of thousands of tributaries. River Amazon is a part of large area called the Amazon rainforest, which has a unique diversity of plant and animal. Amazon provides a range of habitats, plants living, including swamps, marshes and streams, each hosting different types of wildlife. Now, River Rhine, physically and culturally, the River Rhine has played a major role in shaping European history. From its source high in the Swiss Alps, the Rhine is about 765 miles, that is 1,230 kilometers long, and it runs through the most populated part of Europe. Okay, River Yangtze is the world's third longest river, and the source is Xingai, Tibet Plateau in western China. Yangtze flows through 9 provinces of China and drains an area equal to 7 lakh square miles of land. Now, the Huangpu River. The Huangpu River is the world's 6th largest river, which is 3,395 miles. Its source is, main source is Kunlun Mountain in western China. And this river is also called the Yellow River, named after the color, named for the color of the silt that is yellow in color that are carried downstream in its flow. Okay. The river has flooded so often that it has become also known as the River of Sorrow. So Huangpu is also known as River of Sorrow and Yellow River. Now, Murray Darling, as you know, Murray Darling is the major rivers of Australia. Okay. Drainage area is one of the largest in the world and is certainly largest on the continent. Okay, the large amount of species can be found living in this river basin, including emus, koala bears, western grey kangaroos, okay, all this dragon lizard and all. So Murray Darling is also contributes significantly to Australian food and fiber production. Now, River Ob, which is one of the major river of Asia and flows through central Russia. Okay. The river begins its journey from Altai Mountain and flows through Siberia to the Gulf of Ob. Okay, this river is frozen for nearly 5 to 6 months, and when it is also used for transportation, it's very high and heavy for the rest of the year. Achha, the river fisheries, long famous for their productivity, have been damaged. Why? Why it was damaged? Because of pollution and nuclear waste. Now, there are some causes, there are some reason for pollution of water bodies. Water bodies was polluted, number one, because of population, urbanization and industrialization. The water bodies like river, lake, seas, these are all polluted because of population, urbanization and waste of industry. Rapid growth of industry like chemical industry, leather, paper, textile, so all the waste, water, dirty chemicals and all, they went and they have damaged the river, water bodies. Domestic sewage containing detergent and all other thing. And then, you know, poisonous chemicals also. Next is increase, the agriculture has increased production, farmer use variety of chemicals for fertilization. So all these reasons are there. And the oil spill is the worst kind of water pollution. Oil spill takes place in case of accident of ships, sinking of, oil tanker or leaking of pipelines. So these pollute the water body very badly, and the water body is totally populated because of this reason. Okay, so children, these were some of the things we have discussed in this chapter, like the lakes and rivers. Some lakes were discussed and some rivers were discussed. I hope you have understood the chapter and you will do the question and answer as which is given. Okay, thank you, children.